You're listening to NewsRamp Business and Corporate. Today is Tuesday evening, April 14th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
H&S Bergbau with preliminary figures for the 2025 financial year. HMS Bergbau AG announces preliminary figures for the 2025 financial year, with EBITDA tripling to €59.4 million and sales at €1.22 billion. The company's equity significantly increased to €136.5 million, showcasing successful progress in its transformation into a diversified commodities company. Investors and media representatives can join a webcast on 15 April at 09:30 a.m. for further insights. LionSmart receives top 100 seal. LionSmart, a company of the Lion eMobility Group, has been awarded the top 100 seal 2026, placing them among Germany's most innovative mid-sized businesses. The award ceremony during the German SME Summit on 26th June in Heidelberg will see Christian Wolf personally congratulate LionSmart. The company's focus on innovation and energy storage solutions has earned them this prestigious recognition.
Cherry SE calls for an extraordinary general meeting. Cherry SE has called for an extraordinary general meeting to address financial restructuring and growth initiatives. The meeting, scheduled for May 22, 2026, will include a resolution for 4-1 reverse share split to restore capital market eligibility. The publication of the annual financial report has been delayed to July 15, 2026, due to a change in auditors and first-time audit procedures. Preliminary results for the 2025 fiscal year were released on March 5, 2026.
2026 Annual General Meeting of Kudelski SAA. The Annual General Meeting of Kudelski SAA saw all proposals of the Board of Directors accepted by a strong majority. Ms. Helene Begwin was elected to the board, starting April 14, 2026. Shareholders approved various reports and re-elected members of the board for a one-year term. Mr. Andrei Kudelski remains chairman. Mr. Patrick Fotish retired from the board after 35 years of service. For more information, visit www.nagra.com.
AIXTRON SE increases FY 2026 guidance and reports preliminary Q1/2026 figures. AIXTRON SE is increasing its FY 2026 guidance due to strong optoelectronics equipment demand. Preliminary Q1/26 figures show a 30% YOU increase in order intake to approximately €171 million, with over 65% from the optoelectronics segment. Despite one-off expenses, cash flow improved, reaching approximately €273 million. CEO Dr. Felix Grauert cites optimistic trends, raising revenue expectations to around €560 million, for 2026.
PXG and PGA Tour Superstore partner to bring acclaimed custom-fit performance to golfers nationwide. PXG and PGA Tour Superstore have joined forces to offer PXG's high-performance equipment in select locations and online at pgatoursuperstore.com. This collaboration aims to increase access to PXG's acclaimed custom fit clubs through a major national golf retailer in the United States, reflecting the evolution of modern golf retail where custom fitting is essential for the equipment experience. This strategic partnership will provide golfers with the opportunity to discover PXG's technology firsthand, ensuring they are matched with the right equipment for their game.
DataVault AI DVLT partners with AG Sensor to tokenize agricultural data assets. DataVault AI partners with AG Sensor solutions to tokenize agricultural data assets, focusing on soil sensing, sustainability data, and agricultural IoT. The DataVault The collaboration combines AG Sensor's industry expertise with DataVault AI's platforms to create tokenized assets linked to the global agricultural economy. This move offers producers and technology providers a compliant way to monetize data, expanding the company's asset tokenization strategy.
Investor news breaks. PowerMax Minerals, Inc. uncovers high-value rare earth trends in British Columbia. PowerMax Minerals, Inc. recently reported promising early exploration results from its Cameron Rare Earth Element project in British Columbia. The project identified multiple areas of anomalous rare earth element mineralization associated with pegmatite systems. The Cameron project spans approximately 2,984 hectares and returned total rare earth oxide values ranging from 1,350 ppm to 2,840 ppm, with an average of 340 ppm TREO.
Mission IR news breaks: Solagenics Inc. showcased for smarter path to drug development. Solagenics Inc. was highlighted for its innovative approach to drug development, utilizing synthetic hypersin to target multiple dermatologic indications. Platform-based drug development is gaining traction in the biotech industry for its efficiency and risk management benefits. Solagenics' specialized biotherapeutics segment is advancing products for rare diseases, including Hybrite TM for cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. To learn more, visit the company's website.
Model brings the best seat in the house to football fans everywhere. Model launches new Best Seat in the House commercials, celebrating passionate football fans who know the best seat isn't always in the stadium, but wherever your people, Kajo Cafe, BTO. Football and Model come together. The campaign includes renowned players sharing their journey from fans to international stars. Fans can win upgraded gear, limited edition collections, and more. Model expands its media presence and partnerships to bring the spirit of football closer to fans across North America.
Andina Copper reports high-grade porphyry mineralization. Andina Copper Corporation reports high-grade porphyry mineralization at the Cogrosco project in Choco, Colombia. Drill hole CDH006, the first from a new step-out pad, confirms the continuity of the Kumo mineralization system. Assay results show significant mineralization starting at 38 meters depth, with two additional holes completed and pending results. The ongoing drilling program aims to expand the known mineralization footprint within the upper 600 meters, covering a lateral extent of approximately 950 by 525 meters.
PowerMax Minerals, Inc., key to helping address China's stranglehold on rare earth elements. PowerMax Minerals, Inc. is strategically positioned to address China's dominance in rare earth elements with its exploration projects in Canada and the App, United States. As global demand for REs is set to triple by 2035, PowerMax's initiatives in Ontario, British Columbia, and Wyoming offer promising opportunities to diversify the supply chain. Governments are investing over $1 billion to develop domestic RE sources, highlighting the strategic importance of these elements in various industries.
Investor news breaks: SkyX Platforms court partners with Group OTT to deploy smart technologies across European properties. SkyX Platforms Corp has partnered with Group OTT to deploy smart technologies across European properties. The collaboration aims to implement SkyX's smart home and building technologies as a standard, potentially reducing renovation and construction time and costs by up to 90% while enhancing safety and efficiency.
ES Gold Corp doubles down on Montauban project development as 2026 gold prices remain at record highs. Initial findings show a deep and expanding mineralized corridor over 2 kilometers long. Despite expected volatility, ES Geologi continues operations driven by underlying debt and economic uncertainties boosting gold and silver prices. Markets are pricing in lower disruption probability while retaining a meaningful discount.
Hey, KTDC launches Go Global Connect to help mainland firms go global via Hong Kong. The Hong Kong Trade Development Council, HKTDC, has launched Go Global Connect to assist mainland firms in going global through Hong Kong. This initiative aims to connect mainland enterprises with Hong Kong's professional service providers, enhancing global business opportunities. The launch ceremony, officiated by government officials and attended by over 200 representatives, highlighted the importance of leveraging Hong Kong's strengths to support overseas expansion.
Critical Infrastructure Technologies receives finance approval to acquire Western Australian engineering business. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited has received finance approval to acquire a Western Australian engineering business, strengthening its manufacturing capability. The acquisition will provide immediate revenue and EBITDA contribution, with key highlights including a purchase price of $7.70 million and projected revenue and EBITDA growth. The transaction structure includes payments over 2 years, and the acquisition will enhance SciTech's manufacturing capability and support increasing international demand.
Upside Gold Corp announces DTC eligibility. Upside Gold Corp has announced that its common shares are now eligible for electronic clearing and settlement through the Depository Trust Company, DTC, in the United States. This development opens up access to a broader base of U.S. retail and institutional investors, facilitating seamless trading through major U.S. brokerage platforms. CEO Sophie Sazer expressed the company's commitment to expanding accessibility for investors across North America and Europe as they progress with the Kena Gold Copper Project.
Big tech seeks long-term DRM supply for its AI needs. AI hyperscalers like Google and Microsoft are seeking long-term DRM supplies from Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix as memory contract supply and prices rise. SK Hynix and Samsung aim to challenge market leader Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company Limited in advanced DRM and HBM production. Trillion Dollar Club is a communications platform focusing on major companies, providing access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. Cautious optimism surrounds BMW's announcement of the new hydrogen SUV, the iX5 Hydrogen. While industry reaction is positive, the commercial success of hydrogen vehicles hinges on infrastructure expansion beyond BMW's control. This shift in BMW's hydrogen program marks a significant step towards a greener future in the automotive industry.
Ask Calling to Me, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.